Zog the Gemara daf mem on the aleph, the last line. Omar Rove, hi man the over ad rabbonon. We just had the last Gemara about gzeres mechatzois, that the balonim used to be over averus, and they used to say that it was huchma me'erev Shabbos, when it really was huchma on Shabbos, so they asked even chametz huchma me'erev Shabbos. Then they used to say that only being mezia, so they asked being mezia. Then they used to say it's chametz tveria, when really it wasn't, so they asked chametz tveria. Then the Gemara said that they only allowed tzoinen, they saw it was gzeres she'eni yochel lamed boy, so they said chametz tveria is muta, tzoinen is muta, but zeibim koymer medetz, you're not allowed to be mezia. And you're not allowed to utilize chametz that's huchma in erev Shabbos. Now the fact that you're not allowed to be mazia, that is gzeir b'mkoymoy medes, means that they asked la zeya even on chametz sheuchmu me'erev Shabbos, because people used to say that they're being mazia, but really they're using water rechitza on chametz sheuchmu me'erev Shabbos miboyd yoyim. So now chametz sheuchmu miboyd yoyim gufa is only nisad rabbanon. So we call them avayona, we call them balavera, because they're over on nisad rabbanon, and they used to utilize chametz sheuchmu me'erev Shabbos. And he used to say to Mazian, and we called it Avayona, we called him Balavera. So Zog the Gemara, Omar Rove, Haiman the Over Ad Rabbonon, someone is over Ad Rabbonon, Shori le Mikrele Avayona, he's likely to be called an Avayan. The Gemara calls him Over Avera. What's the purpose of calling him an Avayan? To prevent other people from following suit, from following his path, from doing what he does. So you're allowed to call him an Avayona, and that's the Tehelis. Zog the Gemara, command of Memo Midbeis, Ki hai tana, like we just said, Zog Rashi, the Omele El, Bishi Hischilu Oivri Aveira, Hischilu Lesser Azei, the Asad even Zeya, even a Schwitz, Varele Nesrel Idea Reuchzin, Bechamin Meetmoil. The only reason why Zeya was also, because people used to use Rechitz of Maim Shuchmu, Meetmoil and Erev Shabbos, Voimren used to say Mezima Nachtu. All we're doing is taking a sweat bath, a Schwitz. The Einkan Ella Averes Divreim, Beetzim, the only Oivan is the Rabbonon on Divreim, because Rabbonon answered Chamin Shuchum Erev Shabbos, Shosra Zachamin. So we see they called Bali Averim, Ishrilo Oiv Avera, even though it was only in Issa Rabbonon. Now the Ramban brings a Rai from here, famous Machloikas Ramban and Rambam, if every Rabbonon, you're also Oivan a Lav of Loi Sosser. So Dr. Ramban, it's clearly not Oivan the Etzim Lav of Loi Sosser, like the Rambam says. Because otherwise, what's the Gemara's Chiddush that he's called a Balavera? Of course he's called a Balavera. He's Oivan Issa the Rais of Loi Sosser. So Dr. Ramban, every Rabbonon does not have a Lav of Loi Sosser. On that, the Gemara's Mechadish, that he's allowed to be called an Avayona, because even though he's only Oivan a Rabbonon, and he's not over with it also on a Rais of Loi Sosser.
If you have the bathhouses of Krochim, which are very large, you're allowed to take a spazier, a walk in them, and not to be choishesh that you're being mazia. At the end of the day, lahazia zeya is osir, to take a schwitz, a sweat bath. So since lahazia is osir, if you're taking a spazier, you don't have to worry about being mazia. It's not a psik reisha, and it's not mischav, and you're taking a spazier, that's mutter. Omar Rove, Dafke Krochen, Dafke because it's large. Aval de Kforim, but little village bathhouses? Loi! My time, and the reason is, Kevin de Zutren, since they're very small, Nofish Havlayu. So the Hevel is very strong, Zog Drashi Umezia. And Zog de Tzlach, the Neudibut explains, it's a psik ratio. So you're not allowed to be Metail in Shal Krochen, because you're for sure being Mezia. And that's Taka also. The Mishabura Taka says in Shin Chavov that if a person goes to a mikvah on Shabbos, even if it's poshin, you're not allowed to stay there any longer than you can. You have to be mizdaris to leave right away because you will be mazia. And if you're mazia, you're oivan isa drabonon. The gzeres chom adayim b'mkoyim emedes, the isa lazia.
Zog the Moloton Rabbonon, mischamim odom keneged amedura, a person's allowed to warm himself up against a bonfire, v'yoytze u'mishtatev b'tzoynon, and then he goes out and he showers in cold water. Now, there's no problem that because you heated yourself up, you warmed yourself up by the medura. So now when you're mishtatim in tzoynen, it's like you're taking a warm shower because your body temperature rose because you stood in front of a medura doesn't mean that the tzoynen now is considered a warm shower. However, the opposite is also, uvevachlo yishtatev b'tzoynen, if you first go into a cold shower, v'yishchame keneged medura, and now you wash, you dry yourself off against a bonfire, so then it's also bimreishem mafshir mayim sha'olov. You're warming up the water that's on you. That's mafshir as mechamim zagdrashi loshin poishin. So what's the issa being mafshir mayim sha'olov? Is it yatzeletes? If it's not yatzeletes, what are you doing? You're being mechamim. Less than bishul. Zok teisus. It's not called yatzeletes and it's mutter. Def sheren loizeu bishulon. Hefsh is not bishul.
What's the reason that's usher to go and warm yourself up after you have tzoinin on you to be mafshid amayim? It's not bishul. It's similar, like being roiches in mayim chamin, even though it's not yatzaledes. You might end up being roiches b'mayim chamin, warming up water to be roiches gufoy. If we allow you to go into a cold shower and then stand connected to Madura, even though it's not yatzaledes, but it's this chelik of the gzeres mechatzois. They not allowed to go, just like you're not allowed to be meichem mayim lichatz gufoy. You're not allowed to use warm water. You're not allowed to use cold water and stand against the Madura either, because that would be nichlal in the gzeres chamin lichatz gufoy. Now the Rambam learns this sugya is dafka because you mafshir kol gufoy. That means it's the is of rechitzas kol gufoy. The Rosh says no, even if it's merely your hands. If you wash your hands until it's yadayim, and then you want to now warm them up in this cold wintry day, keneged madura, zok the Rosh, that's also asa. And the Magen Avraham explains, because the reason why the Rambam says that you need kol gufoy is because be'etzim it's not a rechitza gemura. So mele, they made it like it's chamin shuchmu me'erev Shabbos. And if it's chamin shuchmu me'erev Shabbos, so then it's only asa kol gufoy. Ponev yodav raglev is mutter. But ein chanami, if it would have been a rechitza gemura, then even poishim is osur, zok the mishabura. If it's a rechitza gemura, even poishim is osur. Even poishim would be osur. Zok the mishabura, this is takin the makar. In Shin Chavov, he says, why, if we see over here that even less than yatzel lettuce, we're talking about less than yatzel lettuce being mafshir amayim. Even less than yatzel lettuce, there's an iser chitza b'Shabbos. And that's where he's up there. If someone goes to the mikvah on Shabbos and he goes with the heta, let's say, of the korban nesanol, and you have chamen, he says, but it has to be poishin. It has to be less than yatzel lettuce. If it's yatzel lettuce, then it will go into the iser of chitzas gufoy. Now the korban nesanol, saying it's a chitzas mitzvah, but lemaisa the mishabura does say it has to be less than yatzeledes. It has to be poishin. Zog the Gemara Tana Rabbanon meicham odom aluntis. A person's allowed to warm up in aluntis. Zog Drashi toila. Toila means a towel. You're allowed to take a beged. Zog Drashi a towel, and you're allowed to warm it up. Umenichal al bnei ma'ayim and place it on your stomach. B'Shabbes uvelvad, but you have to be careful that what. That uvavach leyovi kumkumus, you cannot take a kumkumus, which is a kettle, shalmayim chamin, of hot water, v'inechen al b'nei ma'ayim, and place it on your stomach, b'Shabbos. V'dovazah afilu b'chol osu b'nei ha-sakona. And this would be forbidden even in a weekday, because of sakona. If the water spills on you, it's a sakona, you'll burn yourself. So that's why it would be also even in the weekday. But taking a warm towel, da'ilad b'mniach al b'nei ma'ayim b'Shabbos. Zog Rashi, what's the problem with the kumkumus? Besides the fact that it's also b'chol because sakana, but what's the nekuda about Shabbos? Zok Rashi, Shema yishbuchu olav. Maybe some of the water will spill on you. V'nimtze roichetz b'Shabbos b'chamin, and it's considered like your roichetz. It's irrelevant if it's miskaven to be roichetz. That's part of the gzeres mechatzois. You cannot have any hot water with you on Shabbos, and if you're roichetz b'chamin b'Shabbos, so that goes into this rabbanon, and that's why it's also. We see from this Rashi that lemaisa all we're talking about over here is your stomach. Now we had a question before. What does ponav yodav raglav mean? If it's hucham erev Shabbos, ponav yodav raglav is mutter. What does ponav yodav raglav mean? Does it mean dafka ponav yodav raglav and not another limb? Or does it mean also another limb as long as it's not kol gufoy eva? So here Rashi's mashma that it will be osur even another limb. So we see that the heta ponav yodav raglav is dafka ponav yodav raglav. And that's what Rashi says, it's considered roichetz b'Shabbos b'chamin. If it's ponav yodav raglav or any other limb, as long as it's not roiv gufoy, so then, what's the problem if it spills in your stomach? Stomach is not roiv gufoy. Tosis lemaisa argues on this Rashi. It could be Tosis the whole taka different. Tosis over here says that the reason why you can't bring in a kumkumus, pirish calls man shalunt shom. The problem is because the towel is still on your stomach, and if it spills, the problem is shemayipla mayim ala aluntis uva osil de schita. The problem is your oivan schita if it gets wet. If the towel gets wet, that's one pshat. Inami liyovi, you're not allowed to bring this kumkumus. Mishum refuah, because it looks like refuah v'gozru otashchika samonim tvei mi baluntis delemirsik refuah kokach. Meaning, what, by the aluntis, by the towel, it doesn't look like refuah. Refuah there were goyzer otashchika samonim. So aluntis there weren't goyzer otashchika samonim. Mashenka nekumkumus there were goyzer shchika samonim. So Tosis is saying two reasons why it's also the kumkumus, the kettle. Either because of schite, if it spills on the towel, or because of refuah, because it's michzik refuah more than a towel. But it doesn't say like Rashi because of rechitza. So Kobi Tos is held that it's not called rechitza because only Aver Echad. It's Pony Yod of Raglev is Lav Davka. It means any one Aver. And who then if it falls in the stomach, that would not be considered, that would be like Pony Yod of Raglev. So we see Lechari, that would be maybe, it's a Machlok Zishoinim, to what extent is Pony Yod of Raglev? Is it Davka or any other one Aver? So maybe Tos held that would not be a problem of rechitza. So he says the problem is Davka, schita or refuah. And the Mishabura brings Korban Nisanol that this will be negaya today. To today's, you have these pink rubber bottles that are warmers that people use for on their stomach or different areas they want to soothe. So if it would be the reason of spilling, it would not spill over here. It's closed. It's tight sealed. So you don't have the problem of Goichetz B'Shabbos B'Cham and Rashi. If the problem is of Sakonav, even a weekday, you don't have the problem either. If the problem of Schita, you don't have the problem either. It's not going to squeeze on the towel. If the problem is Refuah, so then you have to know, maybe it's also Refuah. Is it Doimah to Aluntis? Is it Doimah to Kumkumus? So maybe it's like Kumkumus, and it would be as Xeris Shrik Samonim. So unless a person has a real Tzorich, so then it would take to be Osa as Refuah, unless he's Nofel Mishkov, that's really something else. You're allowed to take a kita in a barrel of water, as long as what? You don't place it on the medura, but rather keneged amedura. Zok the Rashi dafka keneged, but on the medura it's michzik mevashel. That's also keneged amedura, so it's mutter. It's not cooking, but it's not even michzik because it's keneged. So maybe odim kita ma'im anicha keneged amedura. Zok the anekama loy bishul sheichomu. Not that it should warm up. El bishul shetafek tzinosan. It should just remove the chill. Meaning that's all you're doing. So it's not going to reach Yatzeledes. It's not going to dovelach, but it's not going to reach Yatzeledes. So mele it's muta, as oishtein takin shin yud ches, keneged amedura, if it's not Yatzeledes, it's muta. On that, zogt Rabbi Yehuda oimel, mevia isha pach shel shemen. A woman's allowed to take a barrel of shemen, umenichose keneged amedura, and you do the same thing. Instead of water, you're allowed to do even shemen. Keneged amedura. Now, loy bishvil sheyavashel, not that the shemesh should be nizbashel, but that's avada also. Elo bishvil sheyavshir. Sheyavshir. So yavshir means again that it's not going to reach yad seledes. It's only going to warm up without reaching yad seledes. Rashi says, bishvil sheyavashel, it's also sheyavashel. Sheloy tenechenashom kedei bishvil. You can't leave it there that it will get cooked. Shtey yad seledes boy. That's avada also. So it's Mashma and Rashi, they allow to place it in a place where it could have reached Yatzeledes, but you have to remove it before it reaches Yatzeledes. Shaloya nichena shom kedei bishul, stay Yatzeledes boy, don't leave it there kedei bishul, but remove it before. That's how Rashi learns. Tosis on Daf Memches and other Bishonim learn that you're not allowed to place it in a place that it can reach Yatzeledes, because you might forget and it might reach Yatzeledes. Rashi's saying you're allowed to place it there as long as you removed it before it reached Yatzeledes. Comes along of Shimon Willi Eloimer, the third shita, Isha Socha Yoda Shemen. A woman allowed to anoint her hands, rub her hands with Shemen. Umechamamto keneged amedura, and indirectly warm up the Shemen in such a way by warming up her hands. Vesochel benokoton, and then be anoint her child, her infant, and rub him with the oil that she warmed up against her hands keneged amedura. Ve'enechay sheshes. But, and that's mutter. However, Pashas connected the Madura to warm up the Shemen, like Rabbi Yehuda said, that's also. Rabbi Yehuda said, you're allowed to put the Pach Shemen connected the Madura, loy bishul sheyavashel, but if bishul sheyavsher, Rashbak says, no, only indirectly, socha yodo, and you warm it up, and then you can utilize the Shemen for the infant. Frek de Gemara, what does Tanakama hold about Shemen? Ibayelhu, Shemen maul Tanakama. Tanakama says, you're allowed to bring a kitten maim connected the Madura, only bishul shetavik sinosan, to take away the chill. The Buddha says, you're allowed to bring shemen, kibush yafshir. What does Tana Kama say about shemen? Zog the Gemara, Atur Machloikas. Rabbi Yosef, Dami Tavayola Teira. Rabbi Yosef say that it's mutter, even more mutter than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's only bishul sheyavshir, and Tana Kama says shemen is mutter even bishul sheyavashil. And we're going to see in the Gemara that means, because since it doesn't need the bishul, shemen can be utilized without the bishul, so that's not called the Maisa Bishul. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak Omar, li Yisura, that no, that even lefasher, even lahavsher, Tanakam holds its osir. Rabbi Yehuda says lahavsher is mutter. Tanakam says even lahavsher, that which Rabbi Yehuda is matter b'shemen, he asered. Only water is mutter. Kadesh tapik sinosom. And the Gemara explains. Rav Yosef Dami Tavayla Tego. The reason is shemen Avo bishi yatsa lettuce boy, even if it's yatsa lettuce, it's still mutter. Kosovar tanakama, shemen eim b'mishum bishul. There is no bishul by shemen. What does it mean there's no bishul? The reason is because it's not derech to be mevashel, something that can be utilized without the bishul. That's not called a ma'aseh bishul. Zok the Rambam in Shabbos Perek Tes, that's something that is not necessary, obviously if it's not meshbiachit, but if it's not mishtabeach at all, and it's not necessary, that's not called a ma'aseh bishul. You're potter on that bishul. So shemen eim b'mishum bishul, even if you got tzeledes. And that is what tanakam would hold the gabi shemen. For also Rabbi Yudah Lameimah, Rabbi Yudah says no. Shemen yesh b'mishum bishul. There is an issa bishul, and even though it's roi, it's usable less than that by less than yatzeledes. There is a bishul by yatzeledes. Ve'ef sheira lo yizeh bishuloi. But if you're only being mafshirit, that's not yatzeledes. That's not called a bishul. That's mutter. Comes Reb Shimon Gamliel and his machmir. Also Reb Shimon Gamliel Lameimah. Shemen yesh b'mishum bishul. Shemen has an issa bishul. Ve'ef sheira zeh bishuloi. And being mafshir is also bishul. And that's why it's only mutter kalachayad when you warm up your hands and then you utilize the warm shemen on the infant. So that's a pshat in lehetera. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak Omar Ali Yisura Tanakama holds Shemen is the Yisura, meaning Shemen Af Bishen Yatzel Lettuce Boy Amachmi, even if it's not Yatzel Lettuce Boy, it's Oser Kosova Shemen Yesh B'Mishum Bishul. Shemen there is a problem of Bishul, even though it can be used without it. Ve'efsheru Zeh Bishuloi and Amachmi, even Hefsher less than Yatzel Lettuce is called Bishul. Ve'oser Rabbi Yudah Lameimar, no, Hefsheru Lo Zeh Bishuloi. Hefsheru is not Bishul, and that's why Hefsheru is Mutter. Says Shemen Yesh B'Mishum Bishul. It's a bishul by Shemen. And that's why it's also only in the indirect way. They're saying the same thing. They're both saying that Shemen is Yesh B'Mishum Bishul and Avshero is Bishuloi. So what's the difference between Reb Shimon Gamliel and Tanakama? Tanakama doesn't even allow kalachayad of warming up with your hands and then utilizing the warm oil on the baby's, on the infant's stomach. That's enough kamina Tanakama and Shimon Gamliel, according to Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok, the Tavaya Leisura. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Echot Shemen, the Echot Mayim, Yatzo lettuce boy also. If it's Yatzo lettuce boy, which is around 104 degrees, 110 degrees, 103 degrees, 105 degrees, above 105 around, it's called Yatzeledes boy. It's also. Ain Yatzeledes boy. If it's not Yatzeledes boy, then Sai Shemen and Sai Mayim is Mutter. Zogma Vechadami Yatzeledes, what's the category of Yatzeledes? Omar Chover, Kol Shekreso Shaltinog Nichvis. If the stomach of a Tina gets burnt, that's called Yatzeledes. I followed Rabbi into the Beis HaMechatz. Going into the Beis HaMechatz on Shabbos, Rashi right away points out it's only Mutter b'chamitveria, because after the Gzera, everything was also only Tzoynin or Chamitveria, which is a natural spring. So, Nichnasi zog Rashi b'Shabbos b'chamitveria haver. Because that was not also. That was back to the, after any Cholamid boy, they were Mater, Chamitveria. So, is Nichnas achar Rebbe lebeis hamerchutz ubikash lanich lepach shal shemen bambatya, and I wanted to put the pach shal shemen in the sambatya of Rashi, a brecha osi bikarka. It was in the ground, this brecha, and the water goes in there. It was gathered inside this ground into nabatya, so it's called a kli rishon. It's mamish in the karka. So I wanted to put a pach shal shemen in nabatya to warm up the shemen. Ve'omali, and he said no. Tol b'klisheni, take the water out in the klisheni, and only then you can put the shemen in there. Ve'ten. Shmami no tlas, I learned three halachas from this ma'isa. Shmami no shemen yesh b'mishum bishul. There would have been a problem in bishul and shemen, and that's what he said, do not leave it directly inside the kli rishon, put it in a kli sheni, because shemen is mevashel. Vishmami no kli sheni ain't mevashel. However, if it's a kli sheni, then it's not mevashel. Vishmami no hefsheiroi zeu bishuloi. Merely warming up hefsheiroi, even not yatzeledes, is already called bishuloi. Now Tosis points out over here, shmami no kli sheni ain't mevashel, zoktosis, yisori zoktosis, temo. Why is the difference between a klisheni and kli rishon? Mamonoshech. The yatzeledes boy. If it's yatzeledes, then I feel a klisheni nami. The ain yatzeledes, I feel a kli rishon nami. Ain't a mevashel. If it's the same temperature, what should it be? Why should it be a difference between kli rishon and klisheni? V'yesh loyim azaktesis. L'fish a kli rishon mitech she'omad ala ur. A kli rishon was on the fire. Even if you remove it off the fire, it's still called a kli rishon. Since it was a utensil on the fire, off the fire, it's called a kli rishon. Until you pour it out. Pouring it out is called iroi kli rishon. But zaktesis, a kli rishon, since it stood directly on the fire, doif noisov chamin. Its walls are very hot. Umachzik choymo is mamaruba. And it retains the heat a long time. And it's mevashel. However, a klisheni, Afagav the Yatzaletis boy. It might be the same temperature, the same degree. It's mutter, she'ein doif nois of chamin v'hoilichum iskarer. It's on its way down, explains the Chazanish, this Toises, you saw it, that the difference in the Klivish and the Klisheni is a Klisheni, the temperature, it's on its way down. It might be the same degree if you measure it, but it's on its way down. So even though the doif nois of a chamin, it might be mechamim, but it's not mevashel. Mashen Klivishoin, it retains it. It's still able to be mevashel. It's not on its way down. It might not be on its way up, but it's not on its way down. So that's why it's still mevashel. So Pashas Klisheni is not mevashel, even if it's Yatzeledes. As I stated in Ritva and Daf Membeis, and that's what the Chazanish says, even if it's a Klisheni, is very hot. Lemaisa Dafnoisov on the way down, it's miskara, it's not mevashel, even if it comes to Yatzeledes. The Mishbura brings this in Shindut Ches too, that even if it's very hot, a Klisheni is not mevashel. However, the Rajman Daf Membeis says that a Klisheni doesn't come lidei, Lidei Yatzeledes. It only comes Lidei Poishrin. So Ibezoi, if the Metzias is that it does come Lidei Yatzeledes, so the Mishbur Taker brings the Shit of Chaya Odom, that a Klisheni, if it's going to be Yatzeledes, that it's going to be Nichvis Boy, then it would be Mevashel, even a Klisheni. And that's the Chumra that people are machmir by a Klisheni, even though Me'ikarid in Klisheni is not Mevashel, but the Shit of the Chaya Odom, which is based on these Rishonim, that a Klisheni that's Yatzeledes would possibly be Mevashel. Zog the Gemara Vayte Hechi Ovid Hochi. How did he tell him this halacha to put it in a klisheni and not directly in the ambatya? You're not allowed to be mahar in divitari any place. You're not to be mahar in divitari. So how did he tell him this? Maybe he told him in loshon choil. What's the avimina? So we vault it was kodesh dikadin halacha. So he can't say loshon choil either. So Tosis points out va'avagav dosa laharer. Name adain osa lahare ela beloshen kodesh. That means maybe to be mahara is only osa loshen kodesh. Vu here beloshen mahara loshen choil. But upon him, at the end of the day, doron shel kodesh osa loim beloshen choil. And for the Gemara, afrushe mi sura shiny. Over here, he prevented him from being oivan issa by putting the shemen directly into the ambatya, into the klivishoin. So to prevent it from an issa, it was muti even in a mokum that's osir laharer. Zog mal teid, I'll bring you a proof that to prevent you lafrushim isura, it's muta. The omer avidor mashmuel, maise betalmid shirameir. It was a maise with the talmud rameir, shenichnas achle besamechatz. He went after him in the besamechatz. Ubikish ladiach karka, and he wanted to smooth out the karka, which is the problem of being mashve gumois. V'omalei ema dichin, you're not allowed to be madich because of hashve gumois. Losach le kaka, he wanted to anoint the kaka with oil, or to misachet, omalei ein sochin. So we see al kaponim that ema dichin ein sochin because of hashve gumois. So he told him a halacha in the base of mechatz, alma, so we see, wow, is it mutter? Alma frushim isura shiny. Hochanam afrushim isura, so shiny, so that's what he told him, tobe klisheni. Zog du mora omar avina, shma mino. From here we see Hamavashel b'chamit Tveria b'Shabbes Chayev. This Maisa was a chamit Tveria, but that's where Rebbe went to the Beis Hamechatz. So Hamavashel b'chamit Tveria, if would have been Mavashel b'chamit Tveria, he would have been Chayev. The Maisa the Rebbe lacha Gzeira Hava. It was after the Gzeira. It was in chamit Tveria. That's where he went. That's the only place that was mutter, and it would have been Chayev. Zok the Gemara v'omalei tol b'klisheni v'tein. So we see he clearly told him do dafka b'klisheni because mavashe b'chamit Tveria is chayev. Frek the Gemara eini v'omer Rav Chizda hamavashe b'chamit Tveria b'Shabbos is potter. So mele b'chamit Tveria is potter. It's and the reason is because it's told as chama. It's not told as ur and told as chama. We had a machloikas if it's also or not. The Gemara in Pesachim and Malav says it's told as chama and that's why you take a potter. That's like the Chachomim, because according to Rabbi Yossi, that Chamit Tveria is told as Ur. So because it's a Pischa de Gehenim. But upon him, Hamavashel b'chamit Tveria b'Shabbos is potter, if it's told as Chama, not like Rabbi Yossi. So how do you say over here that Hamavashel b'chamit Tveria is Chayev? Zog mo my Chayev na'amin de ko'omar, Makas Mardis. It only means Chayev midrabonon. It doesn't mean Malkas, it means Makas Mardis. Because Taka, it's told as Chama, and it's not Chayev midraisa, it's only midrabonon. It's Taka Makas Mardis. We'll stop over here, three lines from the bottom, Daf Mem, Omer Aleph on the bottom.